Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. 6 minutes after the hour, Brad Friedman broadcasting from the left coast. For Mike Malloy, one more night. Mike will be back to occupy your public airwaves this Monday. Until then, you got me occupying your public airwaves as Occupation Nation continues. Thanks for joining us, and do stop by our chat room at bradblog.com. Very lively discussion going on over there, as usual. You can also tweet me at the Bradblog. And once again, in the third hour, we will be taking your calls from the occupiers, from the occupation, and of course from those who support, and of course from those who detract. Because why? We believe in democracy here. 877-520-1150 will be our phone number in that hour. But, you know, Eric Cantor was the first Republican member of the Republican leadership to come out today with a statement about the occupations. He said, oh, he doesn't like it one bit. Imagine that. I wonder why Eric Cantor, Republican from Virginia, doesn't like these occupations, doesn't like Americans standing up for America. Oh, he liked it plenty when it was the Republicanist Tea Parties. But now that it's actual Americans actually fighting back against the abuse by corporate America, fighting back against the rich getting richer on the back of the working people, now he doesn't like it. He says that would be that's pitting Americans against Americans. Oh, the irony. I know those Republicans, they hate to see Americans pitted against other Americans, don't they? Are you kidding me? No, I guess he's not. But there's a reason that people are standing up. There's a reason people are fighting for their democracy. There's a reason people question whether they can actually have democracy at the voting booth. They keep trying, but, you know, guys like Eric Cantor want to keep people from voting. This incredible story. I have been talking about this for years, of course, at Bradblog and whenever I'm here on the Mike Malloy Show. But we are seeing an unprecedented now assault on voters by Republicans against Democratic voters. My coverage of elections is not about right or left. But when you've got someone on the right, as we do with these Republicans now who are passing these voter suppression bills, I'm calling them out. And that's exactly what they're doing around the country. In state after state after state, these photo ID restrictions at the polling place meant to keep elderly, students, minorities, in other words, the folks who are unlikely to have state-issued photo ID, who also coincidentally happen to be Democrats, go figure, to keep them from being able to cast their legal vote. Disenfranchising Americans. And if Republicans were being disenfranchised like this, you would hear me yelling and screaming just the same. Here is a woman, 96 years old. Tony, I think we have this some of this audio here. I'm going to play you some of this. And then we're going to show you how this works when it comes to voting machines in a second. But this is a woman, 96 years old, in the state of Tennessee. African-American woman. She's been voting for 70 years. And now, since Tennessee is one of about a dozen states who have passed these, where Republicans have come to power and passed these photo ID, polling place photo ID restrictions, she's not going to be able to vote. She went out. She tried. She tried several times to get these so-called free IDs that they are giving to these millions of Americans who don't have them. She tried to get one, 96 years old. She had been fighting to vote during the Jim Crow days. And now, unless something changes, she, 96 years old, will not be able to cast a vote next November. She was on with Al Sharpton last night on MSNBC. Here's a short clip from that conversation.
Even during Jim Crow days, you didn't have any problems voting in Tennessee?
No, I haven't had any problems at all until this time. This is the only time that I've had any problems.
Do you feel that this kind of law is is something that you and others that have lived through the Jim Crow and other eras, do you feel that this is something that you never thought at this stage in your voting life that you would have to face? Are you surprised that they would change and make these kind of strict requirements at this stage of the game?
No, I never thought that it would be like this, ever.
She never thought it would be like this, ever. 96-year-old African-American woman, Dorothy Cooper, after voting for 70 years, she may not be able to cast her vote next year. I'm trying to contain my rage. Thanks, Tennessee GOP. Man, I hope that law is blocked. But it's not just access to the polls that is a concern for some 5 million voters, by the way, who will face with reduced early voting hours, restrictions on voter registration, restrictions on casting your vote on election day at the polls if you don't happen to have a driver's license and can't get one for free because Dorothy Cooper, I can't recall what the problem was here. She couldn't find her, she had inability to produce her marriage certificate. That's why she was denied an ID. But it's not just the front end where they are gaming the system to keep you from casting her vote. But, Desi adds that her married name, Dorothy Cooper's married name, was not on her birth certificate. I guess she had her birth certificate, but it's different than her married name. But she couldn't produce her marriage certificate. So she's going to be kept from voting in a democracy? A supposed democracy? Well, meantime, out in Pennsylvania and elsewhere around the nation, voters who can get to the polls are going to be forced to vote on 100% unverifiable voting systems. Touchscreen voting systems. That you can't verify a single vote has ever been recorded accurately in any election for any candidate or any initiative on any ballot in any election. Any vote has ever been recorded accurately as per the voter's intent. Has it? Probably. Can you demonstrate it? Can you prove it? Is there any evidence for it? None. Zero. Well, last May, I think it was May 17th, in Venango County, they were just the latest of many counties, many states, to have problems with the ESNS iVotronic touchscreen voting machine, 100% unverifiable voting system. They had problems with it. Votes were reportedly flipping, freezing up. Voters couldn't vote on them. Well, the county stepped up and said, no, you know what? We're not going to use these right now until we can figure out what the hell went wrong. We're moving to paper ballots next November, and we're going to submit these machines to an independent study by two Pittsburgh College Carnegie Mellon computer scientists to see what the hell went wrong. Well, just as we were starting the show tonight, we got a call from Craig Adams, the chairman of the Venango County, Pennsylvania Election Board, the man who thankfully stood up and said, no, we're going to send these machines out to see what the hell is wrong and vote on verifiable paper. He happened to call in. He saw we wrote an article about this last week at bradblog.com, and Craig Adams joins us, the chairman of the Venango County, Pennsylvania Elections Board. Craig Adams, welcome, sir, to the Mike Malloy Show.
Well, thank you, Brad. This is really a pleasure.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here, sir, and thank you for calling in, and thank you for standing up for the voters out there in Venango. What is the progress so far? What are you learning from this independent investigation, and why did you decide why were you rallying for so long to move to paper ballots and examine what was really going on with these voting systems?
Well, basically, it started with an election in 2008 when the machines, the DREs, were basically showing a large number of undervotes, and then there were candidates for positions in the county, and they had zero votes, but there was like 250 or 260 undervotes.
Wait a minute. They had there were people who had zero votes on the ballot?
Zero votes.
Is that normal?
No. No, it is not normal.
Okay.
And so that, you know, that was a red flag. And
yeah.
And unfortunately, at that time, in Pennsylvania, under Pennsylvania law, the county commissioners are the election board, mm-hmm. except if they are in a year that they are all running for re-election, of which that is 2011 in Benango County.
Uh-huh.
I was appointed by the senior judge of Benango County as a member of the election board. I am nothing but a bald-headed, fat guy, independent person that, you know, I am a Republican. We have our vice chair. Her name is Martha Breen.
Mm-hmm.
She is a Republican. And then we have an absolutely phenomenal lady. Her name is Eleanor Miller, who mm-hmm. is the Democrat. So, because Benango County is mainly Republican.
Right.
That's why there's two.
Right.
But we were named as the election board because the county commissioners were running for re-election. They had to have an independent board.
Right.
So, in turn, in the May election, we had problems with the DREs. We had
And so people know, DRE is direct recording electronic. It's usually a touchscreen machine. Go ahead.
That is correct. That is correct. Which most of them can be pinpointed to a calibration situation where you would vote for one person and it would jump up to another or down to another.
Yep.
And in turn, when the voter hit the red button, it said vote or confirm, hit the red button and leave. But my question was, and once we found out that we had, first of all, we had a very low voter turnout, less than 20%, and we had an exorbitant, over 17%
mm-hmm.
undervote
right.
in the entire election. So,
and that was unusual. You did not used to get that prior to moving to these ESNS Ivotronic machines, right?
That is correct.
And listen, go ahead quickly, Craig, because I'm up against the clock. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, so you decided for now, at least for November, to go to paper ballots. Thank you.
That is correct.
And you're going to have these guys. Now, have you heard back yet from the computer scientists who are examining doing this forensic exam to figure out what happened back there in the last election?
No, the forensic audit was done on September the 26th. We had the county commissioners and our solicitor, who is also the solicitor for the election board. They delayed and delayed and delayed. We had two contracts,
mm-hmm.
and we had problems with indemnification because these guys are doing this for free.
And why would anybody, I know that there was a political fight to not allow them to examine these machines independently. What was the reason that people were giving for fighting against independently examining these voting systems?
They know there's something wrong.
They sure as hell do, Craig Adams. And thank you for helping us to begin to get to the bottom of what's wrong. I also want to point folks to, I believe I have the website right, votepa.us. VotePA.us. Mary Beth Kuznick is doing a terrific job, has been on this fight for a long time. And, Craig, I really appreciate what you're doing here. I'm sorry I got to give you short shrift here. Didn't know we were going to hear from you, but I'm delighted we did. And I'm going to point folks also to bradblog.com to read more. These are the same machines, by the way, the ESNS Ivotronics, the same one that somehow elected Alvin Green, a guy who nobody heard of, down in South Carolina. They're the same machines that were used in Clay County, Kentucky, to actually change votes of voters after they left the booth by election officials who were doing this, by the way, Craig. And they are the same type of machines that we talked about earlier in this week with Dr. Roger Johnston of Argonne National Labs. He was able to hack these touchscreen machines with $26 in parts such that he could take over the machine entirely from up to half a mile away. So, yeah, there's a lot to learn there. Listen, I hope, give Desi your number if you could, if you haven't already, because I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about this. But, Craig, thank you for what you're doing out there. Really appreciate it.
Well, I'll tell you, I really thank you for the privilege.
Well,
getting this up.
Thank you, sir. And as I always say, this ain't about right and left. This is about right and wrong. Craig Adams, chairman of the Venango County, Pennsylvania Election Board. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Much more straight ahead. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. Stay with us. Brad Friedman from BradBlog.com in for Mike Malloy. You know, nobody ever calls BradBlog that liberal blog when I'm out there fighting for guys like Joe Miller, the Republican Senate candidate up there in Alaska when I was fighting for his election. Or when we heard from Republican election director just now, Craig Adams, out in Venango County, Pennsylvania. I will fight for them and for every Republican's right to vote, just as I will for Democrats, independents, and everybody else. Billy from Wimberley, Texas, called in and said, how do you propose to count ballots without computers? Oh, you count them by hand. How's that? Count them with your eyeballs. They still work, I hope, for most folks. And as we discussed with Nancy Tovey last night from New Hampshire, where they count 40% of the towns count at the polling place on election night in front of the public, not in the back rooms. We're not talking about, you know, Chicago in the 60s. We're talking about publicly counted paper ballots on election night at the polls after they close with everyone watching, video cameras rolling, and results posted at the precinct decentrally before those paper ballots move anywhere. You can get more information out of Nancy Tovey's book, Hands-On Elections. So look up Nancy Tovey, Hands-On Elections. An informational handbook for running real elections using real paper ballots counted by real people.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear.